Pastor Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the time of truth.
That's going to be good. We're in Matthew chapter 12. Going to read this out of 43 through 45 again. Launch from here. Going to share one verse with you out of Judges and give you a bunch of history. We'll go home. Matthew 12 and 43. And when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out, and when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept and garnished. There's the key. He comes into an empty place. If there's not something to occupy that house, that place, that nation, they're in trouble. They're open. They're susceptible to indwelling of something evil and wicked. And he found it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits. Now, more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. Father, I love you. I thank you for the night, the time, the place. I'm glad, Lord, that you will roll us over the tide. I'm glad you hear us when we pray. I'm asking you now, Father, to use me for just a little while tonight. I pray you'd fill my mouth and guard my tongue. And God, that you'd be glorified in everything I say and do. I have no purpose here other than to serve you. And when you're through with me, God, you call me home and I'll come to the house. And I'm praying that you'd help us. God, I felt compelled to share this with our people, Lord, as a way of warning and with an expectation of what lies on the horizon. Let us be accurate in the scripture. Help us be vigilant in our Christian walk. And God, let us be soldiers that you'd be proud of. I pray and ask these favors in Jesus' name. I ask it. Amen. Amen. And amen. Now, I had never caught this, and I've said this every time, I think, as a parable until I read that book from Brother Jonathan Kahn about this being a parable, but it being pointed to a wicked generation. Now, he's speaking to a generation here, a Jewish audience is who he's speaking to here. And he knows, Jesus knows that in this time, about 40 years from this particular time that he's speaking this, I'll plus or minus five on either side and not argue. He knows what Titus is going to do, what's going to transpire. He's going to come in there, he's going to wipe his place out. I mean, he's going to wipe it out. The Jews are going to be dispersed. Temple's going to be destroyed. That being Herod's temple gone, turning the rocks over to see if there's any gold there. I mean, when Jesus said every stone, won't be one stone left unturned. They turned them over looking for the treasure. They destroyed the place. So that transpired. But then I'm going to recap briefly. And Constantine comes along and the Caesars have been put out of business. He goes fighting under the banner of the cross, and Christianity begins to do what God had intended for it to do. It began to go global. It's going to go global. So then time ticks on. I'll not bore y'all with historical events. Some of you don't even like history. That's what's wrong with America. Listen, history is his story. And if we don't learn from past mistakes, then we're absolutely certain to repeat them again. And pulling down statues across this land is not the answer to resolving our problems. So we fast forward through time. Christianity begins to spread out. It begins to go global. Hey, people come to this land we call the Americas. People come to this land. They're looking for a place for what? Freedom of worship. At that time, Bloody Mary's taken over. The Catholics have killed multitudes of Protestants over there in the name of the Lord. I read a book one time Danny White gave me. I'd recommend it if you could find it. The Bible Makes Us Baptist. If you can find that old book, it's an old book. If you can find that, it's a great read. The Bible Makes Us Baptist. And So then they come there and they establish the United States of America. God used these United States of America to evangelize the world. Now we have sent missionaries. We have built, cities and countries, and we've given more money away than any nation in the history of the world. We have been the right hand of God. I'm satisfied. And they can say what they want to, but this nation was established on Judeo-Christian value. If you don't believe me, and I've not been there, I'd go if they'd let me take my pistol, but I'm not going to D.C. without it. But I'd like to go and see. They say in Congress, the eyes of Moses is depicted in a painting watching everything they do. Scripture's written all over Washington, D.C. Now, I have been to Virginia, down there to Williamsburg, and where they first established Jamestown and all that stuff. That'll bless your soul. Just read what they done. The Mayflower Compact. I've preached on that here two or three different times. One of my kids went to school, told her teacher this wrong. Said, my preacher said, this is what happened. I said, ha, ha, ha. Chalk one up for the preacher, praise God. Probably got an F, but I told you the truth. Bunch of stuff going on. Things begin to turn around when the house isn't full of the Spirit of God. When it gets emptied out, bad things begin to happen. And the things that was expelled from Rome, and Rome was a bad place. I mean, it was crazy time in Rome. When you go to feeding people to animals for entertainment, and we're not too far from that now. When you go to feeding people to animals for entertainment, you've got just about to the bottom. And we think that's bad. And they had their sex parties, and they were gluttons, and I mean, they'd make themselves vomit and eat more, just gluttonous and just crazy land. But I'm gonna tell you, I'm afraid America's seven times worse than they were. Now, we've talked about Balaam, the plural of that. In Judges 2 and 13, Baal was this. He was the head of this, if you would. Anyway, from their own ancient writings in antiquity, they picture him as the head guy. Baal, he is the first one that Judah went after. But in Judges 2:13, here's what happened. They forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashtaroth. Now, Ashtaroth is the female version, the sidekick, the bride, the wife, the confidant, the companion of Baal in their paganism, pagan worship. And I know we say the false gods were that, and I'll agree. A clay statue, something formed out of wood, something made out of silver, hung on the wall. That stuff can't bother you. But the spirit that is attached to that thing is very much alive. The idea didn't just bloom out of nothing. There was a spirit of some sort, somehow, some way, came by and put this into the mind of men. And they began to follow this stuff. And Baal, who led, and I tried to show through happenings here in America, how what it represented him was the bull, and what's on Wall Street. What represented their temple was the arch, and we've seen it set up in the city gate in New York City with a sign out beside it from the temple of Baal. That being the governmental seat. And there it is. And we called it the invasion of America. We've left the house swept and garnished, empty. And the Bible's very plain about give no place to the devil. You give him a place, he'll take a place. You still with me? Let me talk about Ashtaroth just briefly tonight. Israel abandoned the spiritual worship of God. And they caved in to the natural and served Baal and Ashtaroth. Now, look, that's why Paul's pretty plain about this. If you walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But you got to walk in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit, Jimmy, you're, amen. In the Holy Spirit. So we do that. So Ashtaroth is battling that, married to Baal in their pagan mythology, if you would. But the Spirit's very real. And they abandoned that and they gave in to the natural. And they sought prosperity. The great divider from God. That's why in Revelation, he told them not to hurt two things. You know what he said not to hurt? Amen. That's it. Signs of prosperity. I don't know where the money's coming from. I mean, they can make a hamburger $20 and we still roll through the drive-thru at McDonald's. The bubble's got to burst eventually. Giving in to the natural. Now Ashtaroth is this. Ashtaroth is the Zidonian deity. But Ishtar is the Babylonian. They referred to her as Ishtar. And one in the same. There's about five or six different names. I didn't write them all down that goes along with this thing. But here's what she represents. She was a prostitute. And so she sold herself. She sold herself to gain kin friendship with those around her. Now, we know from study that the ancient temples had this. They had prostitutes at the temple. Part of their worship was to visit the prostitute. And then you had been to church that day. We can see how ungodly that is. I mean, that's not surprising. And we would think there was a time in America when they would not show on television a man and woman in the same bed. One comes to my mind immediately. I don't even like the show, but I think of Lucy. Had two beds. But in the 1960s, I think the Great Invasion began. There's three things that they said. And by the way, I looked this up this afternoon. You know when they said the first things in America came out about transgenderism? 1960s. So the phrase hadn't even been coined until then. And started easing in the door. 1960s, there was an article in the magazine said there's three things that has invaded America. Now I'm talking about the invasion. The possession of a nation, the invasion of America, and particularly the invasion of Ashtaroth or Ishtar. They said there's three things that's invaded America in the 1960s. They said it's sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And all the young people, or not all, but a lot of young people, said there's nothing wrong with those things. Let's just roll with this. And it become promiscuity became the check mark of the day. I don't know when Sands of the Hourglass came on TV. Or As the World Turns, Gordon's laughing. What is that? That's it. Or when these things, when, I don't know. I'm guessing sometime in the 60s. Because Frank had Judy left Bob. Bob sold sold this one down the road and took Shirley, and Shirley ran off with Frank. And then Tim died and was resurrected and married three of them together. Say, well, that's ridiculous, preacher. Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's exactly right. And you know how they brought a lot of it in? Under the guise of comedy. All you got to do is laugh. If it's funny, it don't matter. So it don't matter if you got 14 women. Don't matter. Listen, eat, drink, be married, tomorrow die. But you know what? The Bible's still the Bible. The Word's still the Word. We see the invasion in the 60s. So we see the sexual side of it. Then we see this. We see the drugs. Ishtar was the prostitute representing the sexual side. She's also one that can cast spells, representing the drugs. Now I'm going to tell you, drugs is a great demise in American society. It has really, because once they got on the drug, then the things that they normally wouldn't do, they do because they were being affected by the drugs, the spell. When it says the sorcerer in Revelation, the one that inherits the second death, the word is pharmakia there. It's the pharmacist. It's the druggist. And isn't it amazing that Ishtar was this? She was sexually promiscuous, and she was a spell caster with her drugs. Now this invasion began in the 60s. And say, well, I don't know, what about the rock and roll? You know, here's the thing about that. It is the lyric. As much as the beat catches you. Now, look here. I can't help it. It's in me. If it's a catchy beat, I'll be patting my foot. I don't mean to, just does. Colin will just be going along. They had him in a store. The music started. He broke out into dance right in the aisle. What are you doing? The music's playing. Just like his granny. But it is the lyric, it is the suggestion of the thing, and pretty soon you listen to it long enough, as a man thinketh in his heart. I mean, hey, can't be nothing wrong with that. Everybody's singing about it. The invasion. You know what the greatest, you know what the nation, do you know the nation that produces more pornography in the entire world? You know where it's at? USA. The invasion. I want to talk about the indwelling. See, it's one thing for it to be around you. It's another thing for it to be in you. He's pretty plain in his parable. He said, look, said he's going to move in. Now, help me here. I'm satisfied that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So I'm not worried about being indwelt by this spirit, but I believe I know a multitude who are. I won't be long on this. She cast her spells because of the indwelling. You'll find it in Acts 16 and 16. Paul's over there at Philippi, and this woman is she's a diviner, deviation. She has a spirit of deviation. I preached a message on it one time. Got it from Brian Baer, spirit of Python. That's what that is. And there, don't think for a moment there isn't power in this junk. And there it is. In the indwelling. And you may have dealt with somebody that had that. You wonder why certain family members act and respond and do what they do? Indwelt by the wrong spirit. Say, well, I can't have them. Jesus just said it could happen. You find the house empty, swept, and garnished. He said they'll move in. I'll take his word for it. They've moved in. Wonder why would anybody do that? Here's why. Spirit of Ishtar. Listen to this. So there's an ancient Mesopotamian writing that it was a lyric they said of a song. And here's what it said about her, Ishtar in particular. She said, though I am a woman, I'm a noble young man. Now, where do you think the spirit of transgenderism came from? It's as old as time. It goes back to antiquity. It goes back to Mesopotamia. It goes back to Ishtar saying, I'm the prostitute today, but I'm the young man tomorrow. So, should we be surprised when we see this stuff going on? Should we be shocked? Trying to make you aware. We're seeing it. There is an indwelling of that spirit that comes into the house. And people respond in bad ways and do bad things. Why? Spirit of Ishtar. Ashtoreth. And in Judges, about 50 years from what I preached from this morning, they're worshiping that. Say, well, they don't worship that today. Let me think what I call this, they said on the news the other day. Who's the girl that's dating the football player? There we go. So they're having a concert somewhere and somebody got killed. Somebody died in it the other day because they got heat. She's down in South America somewhere, had a heat stroke or something. Anyway, they died. But you know what? They didn't care. They call themselves Swifties. And they're going to go setting that. Beyonce said this of her own self. Beyonce, she said this. She said, when I come on stage, she said, I become something else. She said, something happens to me. And I'm going to tell you, there's multitudes following them two girls right there. Now, young people sitting in here saying, who's this crazy old fogey? Don't know nothing about this stuff. I'm going to tell you, kids. I'm going to tell you. You better get your house full of the right spirit. You'll find yourself in the gutter out there. Wake up one morning wondering, how in the world did I get where I am? Strong delusion. My boy asked me that question one day. Daddy, what if I want to leave? What if when I get 18, I don't want to go the way you go? And the guy asked for grace and God gave it to me. I took about 15 minutes before I answered him. I said, God, if you've ever given me grace, I need it right now. He gave me the answer. I looked at that boy in the eye. His mama's in the back seat. We're headed to a revival on a Sunday morning. I said, here it is, son. You look at all these families that there's kids. They just let them go. They do whatever they want to. They live like dogs. See how much their mom and dad loves them. You see how that worked out for them kids. And then you look at mom and dad. You tell me which way's the best way. He never said a word. But when he got in college, and I'd call him on Wednesday night, I'd say, where you at, boy? He said, well, I've been to church, Dad. You know where I've been. Not a thing to do with me. The right spirit, praise God. The right spirit. Not this fake, artificial junk that won't save nobody from nothing but the real power of the Holy Ghost. When that thing shows up and knocks on their heart, then somebody steps up and says, you can't come in here. There's a bunch of junk out there being sold. Anything goes. That's not true. You leave that house empty, she'll move in. You'll be influenced. TikTok will keep you up, and you'll say, that's the way I need to be. And this tar will say, that's exactly right. But if you've been saved, the Holy Ghost will say, no, no, no. The indwelling, one more, I'm done. But see, say, well, that don't affect us. Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. So what if it invades us and we got the Holy Ghost in us? It don't matter. Oh, yes, it does. What does it matter if they're being indwelt by this stuff, or if they're full of this ungodly stuff? What does that matter? Here's why it matters: because of the influence. It's the influence upon our society, upon our churches, upon our people. For the life of me, why would you have church and turn the lights out? The Bible's pretty plain about this. But the Lord, the Bible said that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. I got a problem when I go somewhere. Mike Blanton's down at Chris's. It's pretty dark in there. He said, turn the lights on in here. They turned it on. Crank the lights up. It's influenced us. It's influenced us in our worship. It's influenced us in our workplace. It's influenced us, looking in our daily walk. It has influenced us. There's an influence that's like, I can prove it right here. Jeremiah said, back in Jeremiah's day, 500 BC, 580, something where in there, Jeremiah said this, said it's going to come time they won't even blush. That's now. Ain't much make people blush nowadays. No. Why? Been influenced. What's that? Wrong spirit. So I don't believe that, preacher. Yeah. You know what happened? Here's what happened in the 60s. Now, you girls get mad at me if you want to, but the feminist revival broke out. And then the occult revival broke out. Then women out in Hollywood out there begin to show up and say, we're better, we're equal with the man, we're better than the man. Now look here. God's no respecter person. He loves the women just like he loves the men. But I'm thanking God in heaven that women aren't men. I'm glad we're different. Started in the garden, brother. But you know what they called it? Brother Tony, they called it the new morality. Oh, no. Morals are morals. You can't change them. You either have them or you don't. It's either moral or it isn't. That's convinced. It's the new morality. Here's what they said they wanted to establish. They wanted women to be economically independent from men. Ishtar was the captain, though she was married to Baal. And she could be a man or a woman, whichever she preferred. She was a prostitute. She cast spells. She sought after the destruction of people and wanted to indwell them. Say, well, it's not influenced. Oh, it's influenced. Listen, it has influenced our government. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. I'm going to say this because it's what happened. And I'd say it if Eisenhower had done it. But our current president picked the one that is over the doctor. Help, somebody help me here. General surgeon, thank you, Tracy. The general surgeon is a trans.
Don't know whether he's man or woman. I can't tell by looking at it what it is. His spokesman, the little black girl that you see, he picked her specifically. She's a lesbian. He said, and our secretary of transportation is a homosexual. And everything that was picked, and on purpose now, on purpose, you're throwing off on a Democrat. I'm just telling you what the president picked. You think we haven't been influenced by this spirit? Why would he pick that? Influenced by this spirit, that's why. Say, well, that don't matter. Well, I disagree. In Virginia, on November the 8th, they had an election. The first trans, whatever, Danica Rowan was elected in Virginia into the state senate. Now you ask me, which way is it going to vote? We've been invaded. And well, I mean, I'd say there's some church people probably voted for Danica Rome. I don't know that for sure, but. He, she, it is in office. And so, I know that I may get red faces, and I really don't care. Shut off Facebook, I don't care. Shut me down, whatever you want to do, I'm going to tell you, friend. That stuff won't wash when you stand before God. It's not going to wash. And God said, them right there is clean tonight. Them right there is clean. Because I'm telling you, that won't make it to glory. That's not going to heaven. No, it's stopping at the gate. Anything it defile, that's stopping at the gate. It's not going in. Could it go in? Let me tell you about the blood. Let me tell you about the blood. Let me tell you about blood that'll cleanse anything you've ever done in your life. Let me tell you about the blood that'll bring to the lowest place and take you to the portals of glory. Where does that blood come from? That's the blood that's on the mercy seat of Jesus Christ. That's what it is. It don't matter about the invasion of the nations. It is this, friends. Listen to me. It is this. It is the soul of the individual. Now, he's going to judge the nations in Matthew 25. I don't have time to get into all that tonight. But he is going to judge the nations. And it's going to be a sad event. But, praise God, the church, the bride, is going to be with the king. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But not so that those that are indwelled with the spirit of Baal or Ishtar. And it's going to be a few weeks out now before I get on Moloch, because we got a bunch of things coming up, but I'm getting a bunch of ammunition for this. And you're going to think I'm a pro-life preacher when I get done, and I am pro-life preacher. I'm pro-life. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a subject, I'm be brutally honest about some things, rub some people the wrong way. They rub them the wrong way. You may disagree with some things I have to say about that. Well, I still love you. We can still be friends. Hey, look here. No, but we are going to expose this and what it's done. I'll not get started. I could right now. I could take off on some of that right now. I've been reading quite a bit about it. All be taken care of if they just get it under the blood. The sin debt in heaven tonight is zero. God looks over and sees that mercy seat. Said, sin's paid for. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. He took it away. Let me tell you what. That's some blood right there now.
Had some blood take my sin away. Had some blood take your sin away. Had some blood that'll take the sin of the whole world away. There ain't never been no blood like that blood. That's the Father's blood, praise God. And it took the sin, paid the sin debt.
There's a multitude of people out there that will not claim the payment. They refuse the payment. You refuse the payment, you'll pay the price. What a sad estate. Come on, friend. I tell you what, Marcus, just get us a verse of song. Something. Play, sing us something there, verse and chorus. Somebody may need to get saved tonight. Spirit of God may be dealing with your heart right now saying, you know what? That thing that's inside you, I can boot it out if you'll let me come in. He said, I'm standing at the door knocking. If you'll just open the door, I'll come in and sup with you and you can sup with me. But you're going to have to open the door. Listen, the knob's on your side. We're going to stand and sing. If I didn't know him tonight, I sure don't want the spirit of Ishtar in me. I'd come get the Holy Spirit in me while we sing.
Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.